Welcome to Dr. Jane's 10-Minute Podcasts to help you gain and retain good positive mental health.
Imagine spending large parts of your life with that constant fear of dread. You have anxieties about yourself, your family, your friends, your future. That's what happened to Zoe, who contacted the Dr. Jane Positive Mental Health Podcasts. She had specifically a travel anxiety. Now, she had a really good job, a job that she enjoyed, but it necessitated her coming out of her comfort zone where she lived. And in the end, she contacted me because what was happening was she was getting people to come with her. She had a train journey and she was getting people to come with her. And she knew that she was putting them out, you know, friends, her family, people around her, work colleagues sometimes. And she didn't want to keep putting people out. So she knew that her anxiety was something that she was going to have to do. Now, let's just think about what anxiety is. I'm specifically talking today about GAD, generalized anxiety disorder. Now, this is where you feel constantly on edge. You have difficulty concentrating. You have, you know, flights of fear that suddenly happen, and images that come with it. Irritability. But it's often characterized by a sense of dread that something bad is going to happen to yourself, but more often those around you, those that you love. You're going to do something or not do something that's going to end up with them having some misfortune happen to them. People with GAD will withdraw from social contact because they feel that's the thing that keeps other people safe. And also, as I said, it kind of keeps people to their kind of their safe place, their cocoon. Work, though Zoe had a really good job that she enjoyed, a lot of people with GAD find work difficult and stressful, and they end up taking lots of time off, and then they end up kind of losing their job, which is not what they want to do. But GAD is a condition that affects around about 80% of us at one time of our lives. We may not be able to put a label on it. We don't know what's happening to us. But that sense of something bad is going to happen and I'm constantly on edge is something that about 80% of us will experience at some point or another. Now, when it comes to anxiety, I often like to use a 1 to 10 scale. We manage anxiety. We don't cure anxiety. We manage it to a point that it's manageable. And the 1 to 10 is anything over a 5, I would say, is something that you need to do something about. Going up higher, obviously, the more severe the need is. 5, 4, again, just start thinking about, do you need to manage this? Is there something you need to think about with regards to this? 1s, 2s and 3s is anxiety. It's manageable. And we need a level of anxiety, because if not, we'd all be walking in the streets getting run over because we have no fear about things. Some of the symptoms of anxiety can include that sense of dizziness, dry mouth, sweaty palms. That's quite common. You know, sort of like a tightness in the throat, feeling sick, butterflies. That's when the adrenaline is being released. I'm going to come to that in a second. And the feeling of pins and needles. Now, the reason that we get those pins and needles is because we've sensed a fear, whether it's real or not, and we're going into fight or flight mode. The adrenaline, hence that kind of sickness feeling, is being released. It's like when you go on a fairground ride and you feel that kind of, you know, that fizziness in your stomach. And it's much the same. The adrenaline is being released. It's sending the message that there's a fight or flight. So the major arteries are kind of sending all the blood to the major organs, you know, like your thighs, so you can run away. And, you know, and that's why we get that sensation of pins and needles, because the blood is leaving our fingers for the time being to enable us to run away. You know, our heart thumps, that's a really common sign of anxiety, because again, it's getting the blood round. What else is there to do with anxiety? You know, people have difficulty falling asleep. That's really common. There's lots, you know, I'm sure when you listen to this, you can think of lots of things that are unique to you. And you've got to remember about anxiety as well. It's unique to each person. No types of anxiety are always going to be the same in different people. There might be themes, there might be something very familiar, that the way that you feel about things. But you know, it's unique to you, and don't dismiss it. Don't kind of compare yourself to people. Don't dismiss it, because if it's something that's troubling you, then it's something that you need to do something about. So, what can you do about anxiety? One of the first things you need to do is think about your sleep. Now, this is something that is obviously crucial for a lot of good, positive mental health. You need a good sleep pattern. Make sure you're getting enough. Make sure it's good sleep as well. Using relaxation techniques, things like imagery is really good. And one of my absolute top tip for anything is always breathing. You know, this kind of comes under the relaxation, because what you're wanting to do is re-oxygenate your blood. If you can do some deep breaths, that's what you're doing, because when we're in our fight or flight mode, the carbon dioxide levels in our blood have increased. And if you can take a good few slow but deep breaths, not to make yourself dizzy, and put your hand on your stomach while you're doing it so you know that they're deep breaths, and after a couple of those you would be really surprised quite how your anxiety levels will drop. Usual things, you know, avoid alcohol, smoking, drugs, you know, stress, all those things. Try and get those managed, and then that will help your responses to the anxiety. Once you've found something that is helpful for you, stick to your treatment plan. Don't just think, oh yes, this bout of anxiety is over, I'll, you know, or this area of anxiety is over, I will now kind of move on to something else. Because what happens, I often describe anxiety as being like the neighbours from hell. It grabs onto one thing, like Zoe at the moment, it's about her travelling, it's kind of focusing on that. But if what will often happen, I found with clients, is that you help somebody in one area, and anxiety, unless we're keeping a real strong watch for it, will jump into another area. I'm thinking about, you know, one of the things that Zoe talks about is, you know, she loves her work, but it could become one of those anxious things, or her relationships. You know, anxiety will just find its home. It's something that we have to manage and get rid of, but it will always be constantly looking for a home. And that's why we need to break the cycle. So that's really kind of important. And finding help out there from other people, other sufferers from it, is really useful for people, you know, because it can be a very isolating condition, like a lot of mental health problems are. And you feel that you're the only person. You feel that you're terribly silly because you get anxious at the smallest things or the slightest things. So if you need to seek professional help, then that's exactly what you should do. There's plenty of help out there. There's plenty of support groups. You know, it may not be that you need, you know, if you get so anxious and it's debilitating for you and you can't do the things that you want to do, it may be that you need to seek, you know, a very brief course of medication, but you need to discuss this with your doctor first. But just remember, there is stuff out there. There is stuff that you can do for yourself. Start having a look on the web now. Have a look at No Panic or Anxiety UK. There's tons of stuff on the web. And remember, you're not alone. I've been Dr. Jane, and you've been listening to Dr. Jane's Positive Mental Health Podcasts.
Thank you for listening. And don't forget to subscribe to hear future episodes. Dr. Jane can be found on all the usual social media. Feel free to get in contact for topics and questions for future episodes of Dr. Jane's Positive Mental Health Podcasts. Dr. Jane cannot enter into personal correspondence. If you have an emergency or crisis, contact your GP or emergency services.